بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lies our salvation in this world and in the hereafter as well. If you flip through the pages of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will find that in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given guidance for literally everything. That's why we say that Islam is a way of life. Islam is a way of life. That Islam does not mean only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of ibadah, in terms of salah and sawm and zakat. This is one very important part of Islam. However, Islam is a complete way of life, and there is guidance for us in the ahadith and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And then one janaza was bought. So the body of a deceased was bought in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Salama ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the narrator of the hadith, is saying that when this janaza was bought in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked and requested by the Sahaba, and they said, "Salli alayha ya Rasulullah," that perform salatul janaza over this deceased. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the Sahaba, and he said, "Hal alayhi daynun?" That this person who has passed away, does he have any debts? Does he have any debts, any outstanding debts? So they said, "No." قَالُوا لَا. They said, "No." فَصَلَّى عَلَيْهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then performed salatul janazah. Salama ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say, ثُمَّ أُتِيَ بِجِنَازَةٍ أُخْرَى. Then another janazah was bought. Another janazah was bought in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, they said, فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلِّ عَلَيْهَا. They requested that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lead salatul janazah on this deceased as well. Again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, فَهَلْ عَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ. That does he have any debt? قَالُوا ثَلَاثَةُ دَنَانِيرُ. So they said, 3 dinars, 3 gold coins. He needs to pay someone. He passed away before paying. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَلُّوا عَلَىٰ صَاحِبِكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that perform salatul janazah on your colleague, meaning I am not going to lead salatul janazah. Why? Because this person passed away and he has outstanding debts. So when the Sahaba saw this, you know, they were taken aback. But this is our colleague. This is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is refusing to lead his salatul janazah. So Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also present, he said, "Salli alayhi ya Rasulallah wa alayya daynuhu." He said, "O Prophet of Allah, perform salatul janazah on him, and I take the responsibility of his debt." I will pay the 3 dinars that he owes. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Salatul Janazah. So the khutbah of today's, the topic of today's khutbah is safeguarding ourselves from unnecessary debt. Now it has become the order of the day that every person you meet is in debt. Whereas one time, people used to only take on debt for needs and necessities. And nowadays, everyone is taking on debt for what? For luxuries. That's why you see that someone has bought a house. Okay, we will say that the house is a need and necessity. So for that, they have taken out an Islamic mortgage, or they have taken qarz from family members, or they have taken the route which is not Sharia compliant. Whatever it may be, now they have the house. After they have bought the house, now everything in their house, from the carpets to the paint on the wall, to the sofas, to the furniture, to the beds, to the bedding, to everything that you can think of, is on credit. And buying something on credit is taking debt on your head. And many of these things are luxuries. But if we really flip through the pages of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned things regarding debt, that if we were to read on those things, and if we were to ponder on those ahadith, then we would not take this route that we are taking, where we are buying everything on credit, even if we don't need it. And then the monthly payments become so much that our big salaries can't even pay for it. And then many people are passing away with debts on their head, which were not for needs and necessities. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua regularly, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram, that, O Allah, protect us from sins and from debt. You know, the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they asked him that, O Prophet of Allah, we see you that you are making so much dua and seeking so much protection from debt. Why is it that you are seeking protection so much from debt? In every dua you are saying, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Why is it? What's the reason for that? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained that when a person takes on debt and he has payments to make, then he will start making excuses. And when he starts making excuses, then he will lie. He will break other commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a dark hole which is very difficult to get out of. And only if there is need and necessity, if we want financial stability in our life, then this one advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, if there is only need and necessity, only in times of need and necessity should a person take on debt. And the rule should be that if I have the cash, if I have the money, then I will pay for other things. If I don't have it, then I will wait. I will wait. Otherwise, everything will be on credit. Your whole house is on credit. Your furniture is on credit. Your carpets are on credit. Your holidays are on credit. Everything is on credit. And this is not the teachings of Islam. In fact, one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun bidaynihi hatta yuqda anhu. That the believer, meaning the true believer, you know, the true believer who was faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lived a life of obedience, his entry into Jannah, his entry into Jannah is suspended. His entry into Jannah is suspended. And some of the scholars say that his entry into the place where the souls of the pious believers are is suspended until his debts are paid. Until and unless his debts are paid. And if his debts are not paid, then his soul will remain suspended. And in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the martyr, meaning that person who gave away his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He died fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defending the deen of Islam, meaning the biggest sacrifice that anyone can give. That individual, the shaheed, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ, that for the shaheed, every single, كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ, every single sin is forgiven. The shaheed and the martyr, every sin is forgiven. إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, but his debts are not forgiven. Meaning that he will be asked regarding his debts and the other حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ, the rights of the people that are still outstanding on him. So again, from this hadith as well, we see that taking on unnecessary debts is not something that we should bring in our life. And if we are already doing it, then we need a mindset change. If I want to buy something, then first of all, I need to identify, is this a need or necessity? If the answer is no, then the next question is, then it's a want. Is it a want or is it a luxury? Right? If it's a want and a luxury, then you have to ask yourself that, do I have the money to afford this? If I have the money to afford it, then by all means, Bismillah, you can have it. And do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I don't have the money to afford it, and I have to take it on credit, or I have to take a loan to buy this thing, then avoid it. This is the teaching of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never in his entire life bought anything which was not a need or necessity on credit. Yes, he bought barley for his family on credit from a Jewish person in Medina Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought barley for his family, a need and necessity, food for his own family, on credit. And even then he gave him وَرَهَنَهُ دِرْعَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his armor to him as a security deposit. That if I am unable to pay back, then this is my armor, you sell it and you take your money. So this was the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we see that if in times of need and necessity a person has to take a loan, then he should have the intention of paying it back. It should be a loan which is halal, which does not involve interest, and it should be a loan which a person is able to pay back. And if these intentions are there, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith, "Man akhadha amwal an-nas yuridu ada'aha addallahu anhu," that whoever takes the wealth of the people intending to pay back, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him pay it back. And whoever takes the wealth of the people not intending to pay back, they have no intention of paying back, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy that person's wealth. The barakah will be taken out of his life. So yes, in times of need and necessity, it is permissible. However, if there is no need and necessity, then the teaching of Islam is that we should stay away from unnecessary debt, unnecessary credit, like it was mentioned at the beginning. And for the benefit of those who are coming later, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to perform salatul janazah on that person who had outstanding debt, until the Sahaba said that we will take care of the debt. After they gave the assurances, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went forward and led salatul janazah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow the true Islamic teachings in every aspect of our life. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله العالم بالبواطن والظواهر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله في أنفسكم واجتنبوا التساهل في الاستدانة فإن حقوق العباد مالية كانت أو غير مالية من أغلظ الحقوق التي يحاسب عليها المسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه فليتحلله منها فإنه ليس ثم دينار ولا درهم من قبل أن يؤخذ لأخيه من حسناته فإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات أخيه فطرحت عليه رواه البخاري ومن مات وليس في ذمته دين فقد أحرز لنفسه خيرا عظيما إذ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات وهو بريء من ثلاث الكبر والغلول والدين دخل الجنة أخرجه الحاكم أيها الناس استدينوا لحاجة أو ضرورة وليس للتوسع والسمعة واحرصوا على السداد فإن الدين لا يكفر بالجهاد ولا الشهادة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يغفر للشهيد كل ذنب إلا الدين. رواه مسلم. ونفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. رواه الترمذي. وقد جاء في الحديث عن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: كنا جلوسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ أتي بجنازة، فقالوا: صل عليها. فقال: هل عليه دين؟ قالوا: لا. فصلى عليها. ثم أتي بجنازة أخرى، فقالوا: يا رسول الله صل عليها. قال: فهل عليه دين؟ قالوا: 3 دنانير. قال: صلوا على صاحبكم. فقال أبو قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه: صل عليه يا رسول الله، وعليه دينه. فصلى عليه. رواه البخاري. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. واتقوا من التساهل في الديون، واعرفوا آثارها، وإذا اضطررتم إليها فلتكن بقدر الحاجة وبقدر ما تستطيعون الوفاء به، وبالطرق المشروعة الجائزة، مع العزم على الوفاء في الأجل المحدد. فمن كان بهذه الصفة فهو حري أن يعينه الله على وفاء دينه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه، ومن أخذها يريد إتلافها أتلفه الله. أخرجه البخاري. هذا. وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم، اللهم عليك بهم، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. بل قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows. Ensure there are no gaps in between. If there are any spaces in front of you, then please fill them in quickly. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Thank you.